Tales of Aetherial, a Shoulder Knife production written by Joey Fajone. Chapter 2, Timothy of Tax Evasia.
When we last left our heedless hero, Jerry had poked an old man in his unmentionables with a sharp stick. Shortly thereafter, he learned of the terrible struggle between good and evil at the center of Ethereal's history, and that he himself, Jerry Berger of Smutberg, was the chosen one of prophecy, destined to defeat Carl, the dark sorcerer of old. Needless to say, this was a lot to take in.
This is a lot to take in.
No doubt. 5 minutes ago, you were just some chump.
But I don't know anything about being a hero. All I know is mud and mud-related products.
Don't worry. I've known tons of heroes. I will train you to become who you were always meant to be.
You will?
We're not exactly swimming in other options, Jerry.
I guess. Have you personally trained many heroes?
Yeah, of course I have.
I just ask because in that vision you showed me, you kind of went down like a chump.
My allergies were acting up. Not my best day.
I just want to make sure I'm getting my money's worth.
What do you mean your money's worth?
Like, I don't just want good returns on my investment. I want great ones.
This is an H&R Block. You don't have to pay me.
Then why am I holding this comically large chocolate coin?
We must leave this place, Jerry. Travel all of Ethereal. You shall learn of magic, swordplay, ancient wisdom, and how to carry a conversation without asking redundant questions.
Leave Smutberg?
This is going to be a long trip, huh?
It's what I've always dreamed of, but my parents... How will I explain all this? They're going to be so upset.
Jerry, my lad, somehow we will get through to them. Trust me.
Well, that all seems to check out. You take care, son, and make us proud, you hear?
You're surprisingly nonchalant right now.
Well, your mother and I were making cornbread just now, so to speak, so... I guess I'm in a good mood.
Making cornbread?
We're making passionate love, Jerry.
So, to clarify, you're totally okay with me going off into the unknown with this stranger, someone we've never met.
Well, heck! I said so, didn't I? Old man, what's your name?
I'm Hyacinth the Wizard.
You ain't gonna make any inappropriate advances on my boy now, are you?
Couldn't be further from the plan.
See, Jerry? He's all right. You have fun now.
Yes, Father. I will. I promise I'll bring honor to...
our family.
It's a powerful thing.
What? The bond of a child and their parent?
No! Becoming empty nesters! Come on, Jerry!
Bye, Mom. Bye, Dad. Bye, Smutberg. Bye, Mud.
Are you going to regale us with the entirety of Goodnight Moon? Or are we getting out of here?
Coming!
That's what I thought. Oh, and take off your shirt.
What?
Just kidding! Follow me! We've got a long road ahead. I spy with my wizard eye something blue.
Is it the sky?
Yes! Very good, Jerry. Okay, you go.
Okay. I spy with my wizard eye something clear.
Something clear?
Yeah.
That's cheating. You can't see something that's clear.
What if it was glass?
Is it glass?
No.
Then it's a stupid thing to say, Jerry. I don't want to play anymore.
Well, you said this was part of my training.
I thought it was, but someone decided it was more fun to cheat than to learn. That's you, by the way. You're the cheater, Jerry.
It was the air.
I don't even care. It's a terrible game.
Hey, what's that over there?
I said we're done playing, Jerry.
I'm not. Look!
Unless my beard. It's the town of Tax Evasia. Mayhaps they are in need of a hero. Come on, Jerry. You coming or what?
It's just... I've never been somewhere that wasn't Smutburg.
Oh, you'll love it! The honorable men and women of this region have faithfully served the economy of Ethereal for time untold. I have never had a bad experience here. Never! This way! To the gate!
You're right, Hyacinth. This place is great! Roads made with cut stones? Genius!
Don't get too comfortable, Jerry. I sense a darkness lies on this place.
A darkness?
Yes, a darkness.
What does that mean?
It means there's a darkness.
Say darkness again.
Look, I don't know, but boy, can I sense it.
Are you saying you never had a bad experience here?
Yeah, well, that was a few thousand years ago. Used to be a real charming round here. Now look at it. It's all a fine shade of millennial gray.
I have no prior experience to use as context.
Hey, excuse me, you.
Me, sir?
Yes, you, with the tail.
I get it from me mum's side.
Very nice. Where might one find some provisions around here?
Oh, only the finest shopping establishments in this corner of Ethereal. We've got Squall Mart, we've got Ogre, we've got Target Practice, we've got Costco.
Wonderful, wonderful. All right, Jerry, you stay here and keep an eye out for a quest or something.
Why can't I just come with you?
Because we've got a long journey ahead of us, and Papa needs some alone time. Understood?
Seems pretty convenient, having us split up like this.
I'll literally be 5 minutes. Just be cool and don't go anywhere.
Okay, fine.
Good. Point me at that Squall Mart, my good man.
Right this way.
Okay. How does one keep an eye out for a quest? Let's see. There's a guy with a floating question mark above his head, and over there is a compass pointing towards an ominous doorway, and over there...
Pardon me, sir. Might you have a spare coin for a poor hungry lad with one leg and no parents?
Well, you startled me, kid.
My apologies, sir. That was not my intent. I am called Timmy. Tiny Timmy.
It's okay, Timmy. Here, I have a comically large chocolate coin. It's all yours.
May the Eldritch Gods bless you, sir.
Well, it's nothing, really.
Another favor, sir?
Oh, yeah. What is it? Happy to help.
You see, having only one leg, I must use this crude wooden crutch to heave myself round the city streets.
I think crude is the perfect description for that crutch, Timmy.
While using my crude crutch, I am unable to carry objects with both arms.
That's terrible.
It's all right, sir. I have much to be thankful for. Anyway, I wonder if you might assist me with transporting this 40-pound sack of assorted meat seasonings back to my hovel.
Well, I'm supposed to be waiting for my friend.
It's quite all right, sir. I'll just tie this massive sack round my neck and drag it behind me through the dirty streets. Perhaps I'll whistle a happy tune as I go.
Wait, you don't have to do all that. I'll help.
Oh, really, sir?
Yeah. I'm actually supposed to be training to be a hero. I guess this is a good start.
A fine hero you will make, sir. Your name will be remembered in song for your kindness. This way.
We getting close there, Timmy?
Not much further, sir. We're nearly home.
Seems kind of dead in this part of town. Is everybody at a party or something?
Party? No party. Not in tax evasion.
Right. Getting kind of dark and hazy, isn't it? You guys got some early sunsets here or something?
Oh, no, sir. It must be the smoke from some blessed soul's meager campfire.
I guess. Oh, man. I think your seasoning is leaking on me.
1,000 apologies, sir. It is quite strong. Only used for the most delectable of meats. Ah, we're here. The door to my humble hovel.
Why does your hovel have a winding staircase plunging down into absolute darkness, Timmy?
I find it to be an aesthetic focal point, sir. Now follow me. But mind your step. It can be a bit tricky.
You okay?
Happy as a halfling, sir. It'll take more than the cruel abuse of 50 individuals downstairs to get Tiny Timmy down. Be a good chap and bring me that seasoning.
Timmy? I'm down the stairs. I can't see you. That's probably because of the stifling darkness broken up weakly by the intermittent torches on the walls. Should I just leave this anywhere?
Oh, no. Not in there, sir. That wouldn't do at all. This way, down the corridor to the dining room.
I gotta say, when you said hovel, I was kind of expecting a shack or tent or something. Got some room to stretch your legs here.
It's a rental. Do you like it?
I love it. If you don't mind, how long's your lease?
12 months. And they even bundled in the sewer rats with my water and heating.
Wow. Good deal. Quick question. Why is the ground covered in bones?
You'll see. Just a few more steps.
Ew. That's not the kind of thing you want to leave lying around. Timmy? Are you... Oh, wait. There you are. Oh, Timmy, now this is a dining room. How high up is that ceiling? We must be pretty far down.
Echo!
Far enough, sir. I thank you for bringing my delicious seasoning down into the pit. If only there was some way to repay you.
No need, really. Happy to help.
I'm afraid I must insist you stay for dinner.
Sorry. Can't. My friend will be looking for me.
Oh, it's not a request.
Not gonna lie, Timmy. Giving off a pretty eerie vibe right now.
I suppose my subtlety has worn off. You see, I've been keeping a secret, sir.
You have? You're such a straightforward guy.
I'm not who I seem. I am not Tiny Timmy. I'm Big Timmy, the Werewolf King, Scourge of the Underworld.
But the seasoning. You just wanted to make me delicious this whole time. What about our witty architecture banter?
Architecture is just a hobby. It has been many moons since I feasted. I intend to enjoy myself.
I just did not see this coming.
Although you are about to die, I hope you've learned a valuable lesson.
What lesson?
Never trust people with physical disabilities. Stay still, sir.
Get away from me. Oh jeez.
Back to the wall, sir. You're so utterly f***ed. It just occurred to me, I never actually got your name.
His name's Jerry Burger, you two-fanged tape burglar.
Hyacinth! Who are you?
I'm Hyacinth of the Order of Wizards, and I don't much care for your interior design.
But this guy said he liked it.
You said it was just a hobby.
No, I said architecture was a hobby. Interior design is a dream.
Enough! Clovis Hieromus!
No!
Oh, jeez, great timing.
Didn't I tell you to be careful?
You told me to look for a quest.
This was a terrible choice. Did this guy even have a question mark above his head?
What did you do to him?
I turned him into a worm. First spell that came to mind. I used to use that one a lot. Girls were always asking me to turn them into worms to find out if their boyfriends really loved them or not. Makes no sense to me.
Yeah, that doesn't seem like a good measure of love and commitment in a healthy relationship.
You got that right.
Can we get dinner somewhere? I'm starving.
Absolutely. I passed a combined Taco Bell and KFC on my way over here.
Perfect. I wonder if they could use some extra seasoning.
Jerry, it's KFC. They already have more than they can possibly handle.
You've been listening to Tales of Aetherial, a Shoulder Knife production, starring Andrew Fajone as Jerry Berger, Joey Fajone as Hyacinth the Wizard and Tiny Timmy, Conrad Bear as the narrator, Michael J. Santos as Pa Berger, and Seth Antes as the passerby. If you enjoyed this chapter of Tales of Aetherial, you may enjoy our sci-fi improv show, Live from Zarloff. New episodes released bi-weekly. If you'd like to support our fantastical capers, follow Shoulder Knife on social media, check out our Patreon, and tell your friends. Until next time, brave adventurers.